Maybe you had a wee drop of single malt over Hogmanay. That's New Year's in Scotland. Single malts are whiskies made at single distilleries using only malted barley, and they're celebrated at the Scotch Malt Whiskey Society, founded in Edinburgh. Olaf Meyer is an ambassador for the society, but he's not Scottish. He's German.
First time I came to Scotland was 30 years ago. And I know nothing about whiskey at all. I come from the southern part of Germany, so I enjoyed wine and beer. That's my stable diet. So therefore, I came to Scotland, and I had a wonderful experience of staying with a wonderful couple. And the first night, we had a meal. And at the end of the meal, this gentleman said to me, and now we're going to have a dram. I sat in his lounge, and I drank this whiskey. And that was my first whiskey ever in my life. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. And this gentleman was a true Scotsman, and he loved Scotland, and he was proud to be Scottish. And he told me now where to go over the next 4 weeks in Scotland, because I was traveling around by bus and by train. And he said to me, Olaf, every night I'm sure you're going to end up in a pub. And he said, and I'm sure you're going to drink beer as a German, but you have to drink Scotch whiskey. He said, because that's the drink of Scotland. But don't drink the stuff, he said, which is hanging on the bar, and people just get it out of there, because that's blended whiskey. He said, don't touch it. You have to drink single malt whiskey. Now, I couldn't say names. I didn't know anything about Highlands, Islands, Speyside, Lowlands. So what I said, I'm going to take the fifth one from the left of the shelf or the second one from the right. I had no idea why they were different. I had no idea how it was made, nothing at all. But I enjoyed the flavors and aromas, and everyone was different.
Vacation over, Olaf Meyer returned to Germany. He put away his backpack and began a career in banking, but he kept on tasting whiskey whenever he could. After a few years, his work took him to London, and then, as luck would have it, on to Edinburgh. Soon, Meyer became a full-time ambassador for the Scotch Malt Whiskey Society. Part of his job is to sample single malts, like this one.
The first thing I've noticed is vanilla flavors, which is very typical for American oak casks. That's where the American whiskies get their flavoring from those new American oak casks, which they have to use fresh. When those American bourbon or Tennessee whiskies get emptied out, these casks are worthless for the American whiskey industry, and they get either shipped down to the Caribbean or they get shipped to Scotland and Scotch whiskey gets matured. And that's what you're smelling. I'm also getting quite a citrusy flavor, sort of even a bit of grassy notes as well. So now I'll take a little sip.
And the whiskey Olaf Meyer is tasting here is at cask strength. That means undiluted by water, i.e. strong.
And I'm quite surprised for a 17-year-old. But that's what we're looking for in the society. We're looking for surprises. The way you can look at it in an individual cask is like every fingerprint is different from every person. So every single cask are going to be different.
Olaf Meyer, ambassador for the Scotch Malt Whiskey Society in Edinburgh.